Hello and welcome to International Report. Delicious smells have recently been wafting over Dakar as the Afro Cooking Roadshow We Eat Africa set up base in the Senegalese capital for a week of sizzling and sautéing to showcase just how varied African cooking can be. Relatively misrepresented off the continent, African ingredients have a lot of diversity to them, with no two identical dishes from one country to the next. A lot of these delicious African recipes are never written down. They're passed from mother to daughter. Emmanuel Londé went to find out what's cooking.
Chef Anto Kokagne from Gabon grew up in France. She knew from an early age that she wanted to be a chef. She studied French cooking and gastronomy at the best schools, but one thing was always missing, the taste of home.
Last month I was in Togo, and I was really surprised by Togolese cooking because they have the same ingredients as in Gabon, but they use them differently. They have peanut sauce, which many call mafé, but there they prepare it differently with mustard spice, which are the seeds of niere tree. And I found out in Senegal it's called netetu. In Ivory Coast it's called sumbala. Each country gives it a name and uses it differently.
Chef Anto revisited commonly used ingredients in African recipes during cooking workshops at the We Eat Africa Festival in Dakar, alongside four other African female chefs.
African cooking is passed on mostly by women because it's mostly women who are in the kitchen. Unfortunately, it's still an oral tradition, and that's why we're fighting to write the recipes down, because sadly, when our mothers die, they pass away with all their secrets. As we say in our culture, when our elders go, it's an entire library that burns down.
Backstage in the kitchen, Chef Anto reveals where the delicious smells of roasting vegetables and spices are coming from.
We made a savory cake with cashew nuts, with curry powder and sautéed onions and vegetables. It's what we served as a starter.
The recipes can be found in Afro Cooking magazine that's also online, but the other purpose of the magazine is to ensure a written record of ancestral dishes for future generations.
What we do in the Afro Cooking magazine is keep a record of traditional recipes because we have a lot of readers from the diaspora in Europe who haven't yet had the chance to come to Africa and want to know how to cook traditional dishes. We have mixed-race people who haven't connected as much with their African side, and we have people who know about African ingredients but are sick of the traditional way and want other options using the same ingredients.
One of her favorite foodie pleasures is combining her French upbringing with her African roots. Take, for example, the Chef Anto's special chicken breast roll wrapped in a crunchy peanut crust. Or the Paris Dakar, her take on the Paris Brest, a light cream puff made with a cashew nut cream instead of the traditional buttery hazelnut one. Simply delicious. Kossi Modeste is the founder of the magazine Afro Cooking that's sold in 35 countries worldwide today.
The idea came from my mum. She's a superstar in the kitchen, and I realized as an African child living in France that African cooking wasn't represented enough. I was convinced that a magazine on African cooking already existed, but it didn't. And I wanted to be the one to create this for my mum in her honor, and for all the mums and all the people who are into Afro cooking.
Through Afro Cooking magazine and the cooking roadshow We Eat Africa, African recipes from the continent are finally in the limelight, bringing new flavors to kitchens around the world, in Europe and in Africa, where very often people aren't always aware of what's cooking next door. For RFI, Emmanuel Londé in Dakar.